Hello, this is Monica Reinagel, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Leanne recently asked me to weigh in on the latest herbal weight loss supplement called Meritrim. Now, Leanne, who is a professor of nutrition, is usually appropriately skeptical about such things, but when she went to look into this supplement, she discovered a handful of published clinical studies that seem to support their claims. So, is this new herbal supplement the weight loss miracle we've all been waiting for? Meritrim is a proprietary blend of two botanical extracts. The first one is called Spheronthus indicus. It's also known as East Indian globe thistle. And it has a history of use in Ayurvedic medicine. And I talked about the science of Ayurveda in a previous podcast. So there is some preliminary research that was done in mice suggesting that East Indian globe thistle might be useful in controlling blood sugar levels. But again, these were mice. The other ingredient in Meritrim is an extract from the rind of the mangosteen. And that's one of those tropical superfruits that's purported to have a long list of health benefits, including anti-obesity and anti-diabetic properties. So far, however, the research on mangosteen has mostly been limited to animal and test tube studies. But what happens when these two promising but largely unproven compounds are combined? Well, the manufacturers of the supplement have funded some independent research to find out. Back in 2013, researchers at UC Davis tested the supplement versus a placebo in 100 obese individuals. These subjects included both men and women. They were all in their late 30s, and their average weight was about 81 kilograms or 180 pounds. The study ran for 8 weeks, and during that time, all the participants had all of their meals delivered to them. Pretty cushy, huh? They were given about 2,000 calories a day. Now, that's not an extremely low-calorie diet, but it was fewer calories than these individuals would have been consuming before the study. Half of those participants took the Meritrim, and the other half took a placebo supplement. And they were also instructed to get 30 minutes of moderate activity, such as walking, every day. Well, not surprisingly, they all lost weight, but the group that was taking the supplement lost a lot more. While the placebo group lost about 2% of their beginning weight, and that amounted to about 3.5 pounds, the supplement group lost over 6% of their starting weight, averaging 11 pounds weight loss. That's a pretty dramatic difference. A second study was conducted in India in 2016. This time, they had 60 subjects, and they were overweight but not obese. And the second study ran for 16 weeks instead of just 8. The subjects were given instructions about what and how much to eat, but they were on their own in terms of preparing their meals, and they were also asked to exercise moderately. Despite these differences, the results were very similar to the first study. Although the overweight participants lost weight more slowly than the more obese subjects in the first study, by the time all was said and done, the group that took the supplement lost about 6% of their starting weight, and the placebo group lost less than 2%. Based on these small trials, it sure does look like this supplement is doing something to enhance the effects of diet and exercise on weight loss. But I think it's still too soon to declare victory over obesity. As I said before, the studies seem to show that Meritrim is effective, but here's why I still have hesitations over this. For one thing, we don't really know what happens next. Were the subjects able to maintain that weight loss over time? If not, then this product is just yet another short-term fix that fails to address the long-term problem. We need to know whether these results can be sustained and whether or not that requires a lifetime of supplementation. Although no adverse effects were observed during the course of these short studies, we don't know if these compounds are safe to take on a long-term basis. It's also possible, even probable, that the body would eventually become resistant to their effects after a while. And then there's the lifestyle piece. Regardless of how or how fast you lose weight, sustaining a lower weight requires changes in your habits, behavior, and lifestyle, and no supplement can do that work for us. Finally, I'm not at all convinced that the group that lost 6% of their body weight over the course of a couple of months was actually better off than the group that lost just 2%. When we lose weight that quickly, we tend to lose more muscle tissue, and that is not what we're after. Quick weight loss can also trigger unhelpful changes in the hormones that regulate metabolism and appetite. Although it takes more patience, my experience has shown that slow weight loss is more sustainable and ultimately a lot more beneficial. So, Professor Simons, here's my assessment of Meritrim. Although the trials were short and fairly modest in size, there's a whole lot more clinical evidence to support this weight loss supplement than most. And the differences that were observed between the supplement and the placebo groups were not just statistically significant, but actually meaningful as well. If our goal were simply to help people shed weight more quickly than they would through diet changes alone, perhaps we could tentatively call this a winner. However, I have a different goal, and that is to help people lose weight in a way that preserves their metabolism and their muscle mass, and to develop the habits and the lifestyle that will allow them to maintain a lower body weight for life. Although this supplement might be useful in some cases, and only as part of a larger strategy, I don't think it's a silver bullet against obesity. This is a time of year when many of us are a little nervous about gaining weight, and I recently teamed up with Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast to put together some tips on how to enjoy the holidays without gaining weight. You can check that out by going to my website, nutritionovereasy.com/holidays. You'll find a complete transcript of today's episode, along with links to all of the research that I reviewed at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And if you have a question for me, feel free to post it there or join me for one of my live Q&A sessions on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. They're usually on Friday afternoons. And if you can't join us live, you can always catch the video afterwards. But I'd love to see you during the broadcast. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.